Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The white suspect in the massacre at a historic African-American church is back in the U.S. state of South Carolina facing murder charges. 21-year-old Dylan Roff was flown back to the state in the custody of the FBI from North Carolina. He drove there after allegedly shooting and killing 9 worshipers and wounding 3 inside the Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston. That happened Wednesday night. President Obama spoke Thursday at the White House.
I don't need to be constrained about the emotions that tragedies like this raise. I've had to make statements like this too many times.
Federal authorities are deciding whether the killings are a hate crime. Pope Francis called on the world Thursday to combat global warming that he says is leading the earth to environmental ruin. Francis issued a landmark letter to Catholics backing scientific evidence that climate change is mostly caused by human activity. He said this could lead to an unprecedented destruction of ecosystems in this century. Francis called for an end to what he said is a culturally perverse economic system in which wealthy countries exploit the poor, leaving the earth looking for what he called more and more like an immense pile of filth. Militants from Boko Haram have killed at least 38 people in raids on 2 villages in Niger's Diffa region. The attack marks the latest attempt by the Nigerian-based insurgents to strike inside neighboring countries that have joined the Nigerian military's attempt to quash the group. Earlier this week, authorities in Chad blamed the group for 2 suicide bombings in the capital that killed 33. This is VOA News. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras says there will be a solution to the Greek debt crisis that will allow the country to return to growth while staying in the eurozone. Prime Minister also said he's looking forward to the emergency summit Monday that eurozone leaders are holding in an effort to seal a deal with Greece over its debt crisis. Eurozone President Jorn Dijsselbloem says a solution remains unclear.
Whether more steps can be taken very much depends on whether over the coming days there will be credible solutions proposals from the Greek side. So I can't speculate on the outcome of Monday.
The meeting of the finance ministers at 19 Eurozone countries will be crucial in determining whether international creditors will unlock another $8.2 billion in bailout funding ahead of a June 30th deadline, by which Greece has to repay $1.8 billion to the International Monetary Fund. More than 2,000 troops from 9 NATO nations are on the march in Poland. They're participating in the first exercise of NATO's new Rapid Response Force. Alliance leaders say the exercises are intended to reassure Eastern European member countries troubled by Russia's role in the Ukraine crisis. Meantime, the United States is planning to deliver an additional amount of weapons to NATO member allies in the Baltics and Eastern Europe. Russian President Vladimir Putin is promising to strengthen his country's nuclear arsenal. Charles Maines reports.
The United States has proposed stationing heavy weaponry in several countries in Eastern Europe and the Baltics. U.S. officials say they aim to reassure easternmost NATO member states unnerved by Moscow's annexation of Crimea and tacit support to separatist rebels fighting in East Ukraine. A senior Russian Defense Ministry official called the NATO deployment in Eastern Europe the most aggressive step by the Pentagon and NATO since the Cold War. NATO accused the Kremlin of nuclear saber-rattling over its planned ICBM program. I'm Charles Maines in Moscow.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accusing the United Nations chief of hypocrisy for criticizing Israel for the deaths of Palestinian children during last year's Gaza war. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon made no mention of Hamas during a Security Council debate Thursday on protecting children in war zones, but he said he's deeply alarmed at the suffering of so many children as a result of Israeli military operations in Gaza last year. Mr. Netanyahu was angry in response, calling it a black day for the UN. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.